The Michael Coolidge Show.
We're back on the Michael Coolidge Show, live, Rise Broadband Studios. So we booked this kind of late because we just found out about this fracas, I guess, maybe you'd call it. Not as crazy as it was in New Mexico, apparently, last night. But at DePaul University last night, there was to be a speech by Milo Yiannopoulos from Breitbart. And like many of the speeches he's attempted to give in the past, it was shut down. Our next guest not only was there, not only was covering it, but some things happened to him that he's going to tell us about. He's been on the show before. Jeremy Siegel, a.k.a. Rebel Pundit. Thanks so much for coming back on to the Michael Coolidge Show. How are you doing?
I'm tired, Michael, but I'm doing okay. I'm back in my pretty home.
Yes, but where were you at 2 a.m. last night?
I was just about to be let out of a icy cold concrete jail cell with a steel toilet after my two bologna sandwich dinner.
I don't mean to giggle, but it's just not what you expected, I'm sure, when you went to cover this event at DePaul. Take a step back and tell our listeners who don't know who Milo Yiannopoulos is and what the purpose of his appearance was at DePaul, and describe what it was like when you got there.
Well, Milo is a Breitbart.com tech editor, and I used to work at Breitbart some years ago and was a friend of Andrew Breitbart's. And I actually don't know Milo, but he's become a controversial figure, quote-unquote controversial, because he's an openly gay conservative male, and he is seeming to be constantly ridiculed by the campus speech police across the country and wherever he goes. And I actually was going to cover the reaction because I knew there was going to be a reaction to him being there. The protest was organized outside in the campus quad about an hour before his event started, and there were, you know, maybe a 50 to 100 special snowflake students there airing their grievances against hate speech and against free speech, and then they marched over to the event and were led by the vice president of the Student Government Association to storm the building and attempt to shut down the event. There was other stuff happening inside. I wasn't inside and was never inside because I was detained and arrested before I was able to get inside. But I was pre-credentialed as media by the event organizers, which were the College Republicans, and the event was incredibly under staffed with security. They were not prepared for what happened, and a administrator to the university singled me out in the crowd outside because the special snowflake students, you know, didn't like the questions I was asking them about white privilege and about hate speech and topics of that nature.
And what was when you were actually arrested, was it by campus cops or was it by like Chicago PD?
I was arrested by the Chicago police and charged with criminal trespass. Actually, the campus security guard who was there at the time seemed like he really didn't want to even bother with me because there was an angry mob attempting to storm the venue. But this administrator had sort of singled me out. I'm not sure what his motivation was, but he proceeded to follow me into the building as I followed the protesters into the building to film them. And then he prohibited me from entering the room where I was pre-credentialed to go inside and film, and I refused to leave. They called the police. I told them I wasn't leaving, so they arrested me.
And so any protester who was there, you would think was ostensibly criminal trespassing as well. I guess unless they were a student there, you were standing on the same ground arrested for criminal trespassing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could say the administrator was asking me to leave, but the event sponsor had given me permission to be inside, and the vice president of media relations for DePaul had verified that with me prior to the event when I pre-arranged with the event sponsor that I was going to be following the marchers and then attempt to come into the event later. So he basically disrupted what that pre-arranged plan was, and at that point I was willing to be arrested because I needed to film what was happening in order to capture this attack on free speech that's happening on campuses.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, Jeremy. I don't even think you need a good one to defend yourself against this. It doesn't sound like there's any sort of law that was officially broken here. But the big question, of course, is
the point is that people need to understand and see what's happening on these college campuses.
Absolutely. That was my question. Do you have I'm sure, you know, because you just were, as of 3 a.m. last night in a jail cell, and we're still only a couple hours away from that. You have the footage, I assume. They didn't confiscate that or anything like that. We'll be seeing that footage and audio and video soon, I assume.
Police were professional with my property. They returned all the property. I have not had a chance to review the footage, but I was recording the entire incident. I expect that it will be quite dramatic footage. It was an angry fascist mob cheering the police as they took me away, and only minutes before that, we're outside, you know, cheering FTP chants, which you know means F the police.
Right.
And it's always a funny irony when you end up being in an event and filming the left-wing hatred, and they hate the police. Until they see you there filming them, they run to the police to take you away.
Right. The same people that they despise with a passion, they need their help, or they call for their help when they say they need it. Now, you have a lot of experience, of course. This wasn't the first protest you've ever covered. I mean, you covered a lot of the Wisconsin Scott Walker protests years ago. I mean, these people, I can't assume, even reach as asinine and obnoxious as they were, they didn't probably reach the levels you saw in Wisconsin.
This is different, and what this is and what people don't understand and what's being taught and what's being pumped into the brains of the youth in this country. While people are out running around scared about the things Donald Trump is saying, there is an army of radical militant youth being built in this country that lives in an absolutely alternative dimension, in a different reality. Their entire worldview is completely different and completely antithetical to the traditional American worldview, and they are getting closer and closer to the point that they will be ready to fight. I don't know when that's going to be, but it's coming, and it's very ugly. And we're going to have a little bit of a preview of that mentality in our footage that we're going to release, and the result of that, which is, you know, a guy like me standing there filming this activity when the administrator deems that I happen to be the biggest threat at the incident and not this angry mob. I don't know in what kind of world are we living in when that is normal and that is acceptable behavior.
Where should people go to see later today this footage? What website?
Well, it will definitely be at rebelpundit.com and gatewaypundit.com. We haven't had a chance to start going through the footage yet. But when we get it up, it'll definitely be at those two websites. And, you know, we definitely want people to check it out and send it around to all the parents they know who have kids in colleges and take a second look at what they might be supporting and spending their money on, because end up getting a rotten kid back that they didn't anticipate.
Just from hearing your description of it, it sounds to me like the news here isn't these protesting kids were being obnoxious and idiotic as they've been, these snowflakes. But it sounds like that's kind of par for the course now, it seems. But these administrators getting involved, similar to what we saw at University of Missouri, this Melissa Click professor, quote unquote, not understanding the right we all have to freely assemble and also cover things. And that's all you were doing, right? You weren't hurling bottles at people. You weren't enacting any violence. You were simply being a journalist, and you got arrested.
Well, I was being assaulted by them. I've actually got footage of while I was attempting to ask questions to some of the people in the march, other people walking up to me from 10 feet away, sticking their hand in front of my camera, saying to get the camera out of their face. You know, I don't have permission to film them. They walked up to me. As things began to unravel, I started to ask people, "Where is my safe space?"
Well, that's a good question.
Out there.
We can't wait to see that when it's uploaded. Jeremy, unfortunately, we have to go. Listeners, go to Coolidge.com later, and there will be a link to RebelPundit.com and/or GatewayPundit.com. Jeremy, thanks for coming on the show.